5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Look at him, old Sookie Lala.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Ned Kelly rolled into the SCG late in that game and just robbed him.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
When you said that, I actually thought at the time, what was stupid Ned doing there?
Yeah, well,
got nothing to do with old Blockhead.
Oh, I thought you meant the bush. He's been passed for a while.
I knew that, Bill. I thought you were actually talking about our mate.
Craig Kelly.
Yeah. What was old Block doing up there? Cement.
Actually, I think I'd come back 2 minutes after the original joke, so it was a bit slow.
It was, and it didn't work. But like a lot of your jokes. I'll tell you what we've got today. Dane Zorko. Looking forward to chatting to him, of course. Brisbane back.
Yep.
Nice. And Hayden Crozier.
Yes.
Like the way this young man plays his footy. Takes big, big hangers.
Does.
And also, you were going to have a look at the state of cricket, mainly in India, because there's a bit going on. Hello, Fat.
Your game, Jim. There is a bit happening over there at the minute. G'day to you, and g'day to you, Rabsy.
Jim, I am your father.
You know what that's all about, Jim? Jim?
No.
You don't?
I know it's from Star Wars, but I don't know
what
it's all about.
Do you know what the day is today?
Is it May the 4th?
Yeah, oh,
there we
be
are,
with
Bill.
You.
Yes.
There you go.
I am your father.
I didn't, not a big Star Wars.
Oh, weren't you?
No, but is that when they were both on the plank and they. That was. Cut his arm off or something, didn't
he? He did. Yeah,
that's right. Interesting show that. I'm not into all that science
not
fiction.
Not into it, but I'll tell you what happened.
No, that's science fiction stuff.
What else
Jim?
Have you got?
Also nine of them.
Well, I've got something else. I tell you what starts then. Today, May the 4th.
Come on.
Seriously, how bloody good is the bull?
The Warrnambool races today, Jimmy boy. Don't worry about that. Well, 10 race card meeting.
As you know, I've been holidaying in Port Fairy for 25 years, and that means you're very close to Warrnambool. I've spent a lot of time in Warrnambool. I've never been to the Warrnambool races.
You've never been?
Well, it's the wrong time of year for us. We're always back up here. But they tell me it's unbelievable.
Three hurdle races today, Jim, over 3,200 metres. So that's the length of the Melbourne Cup.
But the big one's over 5K, isn't it?
Well, the steeple's 3,450. They're all time honoured events, 3-day carnival, and it's just full of blokes. Sausage sizzle.
You went to Warrnambool, Bill, didn't you?
No, but that wasn't for the races. That was when we lost Bill. It was a good 24-hour period where none of us knew where he was.
Oh, I was doing some of my best work.
No, of course you were.
After dark, Jim.
You're just wandering around aimlessly.
Oh, the girls lining up.
No,
wow.
We were not. There was not anyone anywhere near you.
Go into Safeway and
you
grab a ticket.
You were just a dribbling mess.
Had to grab a
That's
ticket.
That's what you were.
And line up, Jim.
He got
42
lost in Warrnambool.
43.
No,
now,
sadly.
Melbourne, Jim.
Yes.
Bailey, a Fritch. It got handed a 1 week suspension. Kicked 6 goals. His best game.
He's an unbelievable player. But you can't elbow someone in the head.
Even when you got the ball.
Yeah,
it's a strange one, isn't it?
Yep.
Anyway, Melbourne will appeal that one matcher tonight. So it was interesting to see what happens there because that's a fend off. So what's the difference, elbow and Dusty into the head?
Well, if you hit someone in the head, full stop. They take a dim view of it now.
I know.
But I think an elbow is a more dangerous motion than a hand.
Mm.
But look, I will, you feel for him because I don't think it was a malicious act.
No.
But you still can't elbow someone in the head, Bill.
And who was it? Tom Powell. He went off and was off for a while. Back on.
I've got a 15 and a 13-year-old boys, Freddie and George.
Yes.
Tom Powell looks no older than either of them.
He can play.
He can play like hell, but he's a baby-faced little unit, isn't he?
You know who can play? Nearly the best player in the comp. Cunnington.
No, Benny Cunnington. Star. Been a star for a long, long time.
He can play anywhere except down back.
Yeah,
maybe, waddles around down there.
No physio, no massage, no medical. No, doesn't go anywhere. Just he finishes training, walks off, gets in his car, drives home.
Oh, I think he does a bit to the hair now.
Not at the club.
Fiddles with that, Jim.
Not at the club.
Speaking of Melbourne, what about poor Adam Tomlinson?
Yes,
he was disappointed. He was very upset on the bench. Seeing that.
We had him on when?
Well, we had him on last week, and he came on the Sunday footy show. He's a good fella.
Lovely fella.
So you hate to see that. The Tigers, they play the Cats Friday night footy, Jim. Hello. Just a bit of a precursor.
Oh, yes.
They've got a couple.
We're a fair way out.
Trent Cotchin out. and also Dylan Grimes. So have a look at the Cats.
Oh, hello.
On PointsBet. Oh. But Dusty's back. Thought he might have got stuck over there, Jim. Something might have happened, but no. And Buddy might be back this week also. So that's good news there. Jim, Rory Sloane might be back this week.
Good. We want the stars playing always.
Exactly right. Now the coaches votes. 10 votes. Shai Bolton. Mm-hmm. Hasn't signed up yet, has he? Oh, hasn't he grown? He's been sensational.
Yes.
Bailey Fritsch got his 10. He was good. Cunnington got 8 in that game. Sam Walsh, is he Carlton's best player?
Yep.
I think he is.
Certainly
right now.
At the moment, yep.
He got 10 votes there.
Tommy Hickey.
Zach Jones got 10. Goodness. Tom Hickey on one leg, Jim.
Tom Hickey.
He was
unbelievable.
His fourth club.
Yep.
He was very, very good.
Yeah, he was.
He took apart Reece Stanley.
Yep.
And well done to Tom Hickey. Hugh McCluggage, very good player, Jim.
It is.
And Tim Kelly. Just see how many touches. I missed how many touches. It was a Sunday, Jim. I was AWOL.
He had 40-odd, didn't he?
42. He yep. The most disposals ever, Jim, without a mark. Didn't take a mark.
Well, and the other one that you've skipped over, I understand why, because it wasn't a high-profile game, is GWS Adelaide. Taranto Taylor Hopper. There's the future of the joint bill. All kids and all very, very good.
Well, I was with a assistant coach on Sunday for a while, Jim, from the Giants.
I know you were.
And he's very uppish about the Giants.
Bullish even?
Bullish. Uppish. Uppish. Bullish. And breaking news, Jim.
Yes. Breaking news. With Billy Brownless. Mm-hmm.
The game this week, Fremantle and Brisbane, was to be played over in Perth, has now been moved to the Gabba.
Oh, there you go. So you're travelling Lions.
Yes.
Suddenly don't have to travel anywhere.
There's a couple of questions I can't ask Zorks.
Yeah, exactly.
David Mundy still leads the votes here, by the way. 38, Maxi Gawn, 34. And the NAB Rising Star? Going to be good, this kid. Luke Jackson.
Yes, he is. Good boy. He lives with my brother. Lukey J, very nice boy.
Didn't three of them live there?
Yeah, but then Cozzy moved out. But he's got Trent Rivers and Luke Jackson at his place.
Jeez, they're all good players.
They are good players and good boys too. Yeah, those two are from the West. And they're very respectful young men. And he can play.
Played basketball as a kid. Yeah. Was a very good basketballer, Jim.
Yep. No, he's a good boy, Luke. I like him. All right, Fat, what else have we got? Anything?
No.
All right, we're going to talk cricket, of course, because there is a bit going on there.
Later.
Dane Zorko to join us, Hayden Crozier to join us, and I'm pushing forward to tomorrow even in my hooking here.
What are you looking at?
The great Mac Horton.
No way.
He's going to be on our show tomorrow.
I got asthma.
I know. Well, Bill embarrassed himself in front of Mac Horton as a 17-year-old kid.
No one knew who he was, Jim.
I know.
And then I, and with the extent that is you.
With the extent that...
Hey, with you, he got to like us, and every time now we ring, he says, "Boys, no worries. When you want to have a chat?"
All right, well, just don't ask stupid questions when we get him on.
Good luck, because he won't be happy with the stupid.
Don't point out what happened at the championships or any of that. Just keep it nice with our man.
And what did you ask him?
Don't know.
Wasn't
we haven't done the interview yet.
Yeah. He wasn't
That's
happy with
that. Tomorrow's show.
Tomorrow's show, Bill.
Next, though, the captain of the Brisbane Lions, Dane Zorko, is going to join us. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and the Brisbane Lions are fresh off a massive win over the Port Power.
The Brisbane Lions have 3 wins on the bounce after belting Port Adelaide.
And that will do it. It's been a massive win by the Brisbane Lions.
And their captain joins us now.
Gave it to Zorko. He can do anything. Zorko the great. Look at this. 2 in a row for the great man.
Before the Lions take on Fremantle on Sunday, please welcome Dane Zorko.
And how welcome is he, by the way? 4-time best and fairest winner at this amazing club.
Yep.
All-Australian captain. You've done the lot, our man Zork, and he joins us now. Dane, welcome to you.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Back in town, the Lions too. Geez, impressive on the weekend.
Yeah, really good result. I thought, the boys prepared really well. I thought over the past month, our style's sort of been back to what we've been able to do in previous years, which is pleasing. And there's some good continuity in the group at the moment. And obviously not having Lockie out there on the weekend and for a few more weeks to come. I thought it was really important that we put in a really solid team effort. And I thought that's what it was in the end. A really solid contribution from everyone that played.
Just going through the coaches' votes here, Jim. McCluggage, very good. He got 9. Harris Andrews back in town, 9. Charlie Cameron going well, 5. Birchall, 2. Jared Lyons, 1. Lincoln McCarthy, 1. No magician. Zorks?
They were watching the wrong game, were they?
Well, they were there. They were the coaches. But the forward line's looking good, Zorks, with Hipwood and Danaher. And then, of course, you've got McStay and Charlie back in town.
Yeah, I think something that were probably guilty of early on in the season was expecting Joe and Eric to do everything. And obviously there was a lot of hype around those two in the preseason of how they're going to work together. And I thought early our ball movement really was poor and didn't help them at all. And over the past month, we've been able to change up a few things, and you've seen McStay been able to chime in. He's really important for us. He's a really important player. I think Link's been a lot more settled. He spent a little bit more time in the midfield early on, but he's come back to the forward line and performed really well. And Charlie's got the reward on the weekend with 4 goals, 4, but his team stuff that he's been doing in the previous weeks and his selfless efforts, you know, you get rewarded eventually. It's funny how the game pays you back, and he was able to execute on the scoreboard on the weekend. So really pleased with how they were working at the moment.
And did you lay down a little template for the rest of the competition? Because you went hard at Port Adelaide and they didn't look like they liked it.
Well, I think that's just the way we sort of want to play our brand of football as well. Obviously, contested ball is a really important aspect of our game. And, you know, if you win that, you give yourself a chance if you can, you know, also win a territory battle. And we were able to play it in our forward half for a majority of the game. But I thought our start was really important. Port had a lot of inside 50s early, and our back line really stood up. Harrison, Marcus Adams, Ryan Lester, those guys were huge in the first quarter, and we're able to not go inside 50 a hell of a lot of times, but we're able to execute and score off that, which was really important. And from there, we were able to get our ball movement up. And you know, I thought it was just a really solid team contribution on the weekend, but contested ball was certainly one of those.
So Ryan Lester's a really interesting one, I reckon, because he could walk down here, Bill, Clarendon Street, in his civvies, Zork, and I don't reckon anyone would have a clue who he is, and yet he's very, very important to what your club does.
Yeah, definitely, obviously. He's certainly had his critics over the time, but he's a real team player for us. He's selfless. He does a lot of great things in our football club. He's obviously been in our leadership group for a number of years now, and you know, he's the man for us. We rate him extremely highly inside our four walls, and although it's probably not seen externally, he just provides so much for us on and off the field, and he's certainly appreciated. I think his form's been outstanding over the past 24 months.
Hey, it was a good win. Very important to have without Lachie Neale, of course, because I heard someone say up there that you're not a Lachie Neale midfield. You know, you've got other players.
Yeah, that was Zork, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think Fake's come out and said we're not a Harris Andrews football club last year as well when he hurt his hamstring. So, and we're not. We really pride ourselves on being a team where everyone chips in. And I think Richmond set that template over the past number of years. Everyone comes in and plays a role for them, and they've had so much success. I think everyone wants to copy that template. And it's certainly something that we've tried to emulate at our football club. Obviously, you know, there's going to be players that, you know, get accolades and whatnot, but we really want to be a full 22 team effort every week. And I think we're starting to find that.
You know what they are, Jim? A Zorko midfield.
No, of course they are.
That's what they are.
Four-time best and fairest winner, captain of the club. Fat, we've been through that. Now, you love your golf when you can get away from playing footy, of course, Zork. Where do we peg it up? Is it Royal Queensland, Brisbane? Do you head out to Brookwater? What's your favourite track?
We're at Brookwater, Jim. Very tough. Yeah, but they've been fantastic supporters of us. And, yeah, the boys like to head out there and have a round, and gets quite frustrating because you can never quite nail that course, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. Zork, I've played there twice. The first time I played was with the great Sam Newman and Chris Scott back when Chris was playing for your club. And I think Jason Dunstall. And I reckon I had 21 Stableford points. And Zork, it could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah, it's quite tricky. I think only last week I only had 26 points. So, and I thought I hit them well. So that's a bit of a concern.
Tough.
But yeah, we've had a couple of boys play, have some good results out there, but they're few and far between.
Hey, tell us a bit about the AFL Maccas captain cards, please.
Yeah, obviously the captain cards are back. You can get them in a family box, a purchase, or you can buy them singularly for $1 as well. So jump into McDonald's, grab a family box, grab your captain cards, swap them if you have to. Try and get me a couple of times. That's always handy. It's a great initiative that Maccas has done for a number of years now. So jump on board and have a look.
Each pack includes two captains and two players cards, Jim. Some interesting questions in these cards.
Yes, please.
I'm going to ask you, Dane. You've got to be very serious here. Who is the best captain in the AFL now?
Oh, I think it's still a toss-up between probably Joel Selwood and Trent Cotchin. What Trent's been able to do in the last few years has been enormous, but what Joel's been able to do over a number of years, 10, 12 years, is you know, something that I certainly look up to and aspire to.
Which captain would you love to have at your club?
Well, either one of those two. Yeah. But then from a tactical point of view, maybe Cripps or Fife. There's plenty of good ones out there. Even Maxie Gawn at the moment, he's killing it. So, yeah, tough decision, but maybe Cripper.
Good news this week too. Well, today.
Hello.
Today, Jim, they were going to go to Optus Stadium. Done a bit of travelling this year down to Geelong. They love that, and it was just unfortunate. It was called Play On, which is fair enough. Yeah. The decision there, and then went to Ballarat. They're in Port Melbourne, but you're playing at home this week. You're playing at the Gabba. You're not going to Perth.
Yeah, we just got confirmed earlier this morning that the game will be changed to the Gabba on Sunday afternoon at 4:40. So. Looking forward to that. Obviously, the return leg will be in round 20 when we go over to Optus Stadium. So it's just a swap of the fixture. I think we did the same thing with Collingwood earlier this year where we played at Marvel, and then I think that return leg will be in the Gabba at round 21 or 22 or whenever that is. So I think it's great that the AFL certainly has that flexibility where they can swap them around due to COVID reasons. And I think as players and officials, you just need to be flexible. And we've been through it last year, and I think every club's done a fantastic job with it last year. I think they'll do a good job with it this year as well.
Hey, Zork, I like to find out if young blokes are aware of a bit of what goes on at the footy club. So the famous song, we had it just a part of the intro there, we are the pride of Brisbane. How many players on your list would know that that song is sung to the French national anthem, La Marseillaise?
Not many at all.
did you know that, Zork?
Yes, I did know that.
Who told you that?
I was going to give you the answer before Jim said it. I was going to say it's a French national anthem, yes. But I think when you watch the rugby union and, you know, the World Cups and that, all that are on, the Olympics as well, they all get played. Oh, so not too bad on my geography when it comes to that sort of stuff. So, but I'll tell you what, there'd be, I reckon, 85% of them that wouldn't have a clue.
No idea.
Would those young kids know who's kicked the most goals at the Gabba individually?
Oh, no. Zork, do not answer this question.
Do you know who, Zork?
It's got to be Jonathan, doesn't it?
No.
In one game.
In one individual, yeah.
Is it going to be you, Bill?
Can you believe that? It's still me, Zorks.
Oh, how many have you kicked? 15.
Only 11. I went off at three-quarter time.
Zork, against the Brisbane Bears, so it wasn't your club, but the Bears, when they were an absolute chopping block.
It still happened. Look it up. It should be up on the honours board there or somewhere.
Yeah, I'll have a look around. I'll check the walls when I get off the phone. You still got to kick them, Bill. You still got to kick them.
Exactly right, Zorks. Doesn't matter who they're against, Jim. It's like you making runs against...
Who?
Well, district side here. You still got to make them, Jim.
Didn't waste them on them, Bill. Oh. Hey, Zork, you are a bloody star. Yes. Loved the way Brisbane dismantled Port Adelaide. It was very impressive. Big game coming up against Freo. Good luck with all of that.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
The AFL Macca's Captain's Cards are back this year. You can get them in-store at McDonald's or via McDelivery. Just buy a family box and you'll get a pack for free. Or you can buy them for a dollar. This is the Rush Hour, Triple M. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. You can listen anytime, anywhere on the Listener app.
There is indeed. Now, Jimmy boy, there's been a big spat in the cricket and prime minister world here because Michael Slater's over in the IPL. He's commentating over there in the Indian Premier League, and he's had a go at the prime minister, and he's actually put out a bit of a damning... what do you call it, text, about our Prime Minister, which read...
If our government cared for the safety of Aussies, they would allow us to get home. It's a disgrace. Mm. Blood on your hands, PM. Yeah. How dare you treat us like this? Mm-hmm. And then the PM responded with this.
No, it's obviously absurd. And what we're doing here is we've got a temporary pause in place because we've seen a rapid escalation in the infection rate of people who have travelled out of India. That is putting enormous pressure on our system. Australia has a very good record, and I intend for us to maintain the protection of Australians and to bring home Australians home safely.
So Slats has had to go to the Maldives, which is obviously not far from India, and we'll await when he can return to Australia. It might have to be May 15 by the sound of what ScoMo's just said.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of sympathy, Jim, from the Australian public for the cricketers because they're over there and they're really just playing for money.
Well, what Michael's talking about there, though, I don't think he's just about cricketers. He's talking about Australian citizens full stop who can't return to Australia from India. So I don't think he's limiting it to just the IPL players. But look, I don't get that, Fat. If you're a tennis player, you're a golfer, you're a cricketer, you got to travel to where the work is. That's just how life is.
Yeah.
Same if you're an entertainer or whatever your job is, you actually have to travel to do it because they can't play cricket in Australia as we speak.
Yep.
So as long as they are not given any special treatment when they return, I don't view them as being any different to anyone else. Now, if they come back into Australia and are given preferential treatment on the way that they are quarantined,
yep.
then I agree with the average Joe who's saying it's a disgrace.
Yes, that's right.
But if they have to quarantine the same as everyone else, what's the problem? Just because they earn more money, they're not being treated any differently.
Well, that's fair enough if they do that. But if they, as you say, if they get a bit of a foot up, then there'll be trouble.
That's fair enough. Hey,
do you know Cricket Australia gets 10% of their wages?
I didn't know that.
I was talking to someone that's reasonably high up there, Jim, and they confirmed that the other night. 10% of their wages. So I don't know if Cricket Australia would step in at all if they'd be getting a few bucks.
Well, the last time they did, they had to charter a flight out of there because the Australian team were playing like 3 weeks later. So they flew straight into Adelaide, did their quarantining at that new hotel at the Adelaide Oval, so they could still practice, but they still had the 14 days locked in that bubble, if you like, and then they could play. But this time, I don't think there's cricket straight away afterwards. I think they've got a trip
bit of
coming,
time.
But they've got a bit of time.
Because it's all blown up, because even staff members now have coronavirus. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
So,
well, Bill,
the games are called off.
Now we're talking
like
about a different thing. How in God's name they thought they could do the tournament in the middle of what India's going through, I have no idea.
That's right.
They were in the UAE last year, Abu Dhabi and Dubai.
Yep.
They got the tournament done because they took it away from India. This time they decided to go back to India and play it in two cities. But India, Bill, this was always going to happen.
Yeah.
If you've ever spent any time in India, rabbits?
No.
It is not possible to socially distance in that country.
Yeah.
They've got more than 1 billion people.
That's right.
Like in Mumbai, there's a slum that's got 3 million people in it just alone. So it is carnage what's happening in that place, and we feel for everyone in India because it is just ridiculous the amount of cases, 400,000 a day. They're the ones we know.
But
there'd be that many again that we don't know about.
Times are by 10, they're saying.
Yeah. So, wow. Bill, how you think you can run a cricket tournament in the middle of all of that, I don't know. So I think they've brought a bit of this on themselves.
Yes.
But I don't agree with the pile-on of the players because they're just doing their job.
Like us. We get paid to come in here, big
That's
money.
That's it, Bill. Well, people get paid to do every job That's they do. Right. And sometimes you have to do it overseas. It's just how it is.
Someone gets paid more than he should.
More than you.
Hit the buttons, Rabs.
The Bulldogs are flying second on the ladder after a 6-1 start. We're joined by their high flyer, Hayden Crozier.
Our next guest spends the majority of a footy game standing on people's heads.
Oh,
Crozier! Oh, dear.
Please welcome, from the Western Bulldogs, Hayden Crozier.
An immaculately called that massive Mark Tooth. Hey, Croz, welcome to you.
You are such a flop.
Thanks for having me, boys. Appreciate it.
Now, a little hiccup for the Dogs, but not a problem. You're going beautifully. It must be a good place to be around.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great start by us, and I think the best thing about it is we know we've got so much more to improve on, and obviously on the weekend was a little bit of a hiccup, but we've reviewed a lot of the game, and there's a lot of things that we can take out of the game that we can move on next week, and really looking forward to it.
Is it good, Haydos, to drop one every 6 or 7 weeks or not?
Well, ideally we wouldn't want to lose any, but I think it's almost a good little reality check. Not that our group was getting ahead of themselves or anything, but it's always good to come up against obviously strong opposition, and Richmond have been the benchmark for a lot of years now. So we can take a few things out from the weekend's game and look to improve this week.
About to say, no disgrace losing to Richmond, by the way.
No. But I'm just thinking Melbourne, they've been up for a long time. Sydney this week. So the Tigers, they got serious, didn't they, after half time? And I was talking about it yesterday. They just swarm you. They drive you mad. They're bloody out. They're just all around you, aren't they?
Yeah, their pressure's obviously been the benchmark for a long time, and we held up well in the first half. We probably didn't make the most of our opportunities probably going forward, but really neither did they. So it was a bit of a scrappy game early. But obviously they came out really strong in the third quarter, and there were sort of bits of our game defensively and offensively with the ball where we sort of were a bit stagnated in the second half. So, full credit to them, though. They were great.
Hey, Bevo, keeping you honest, he doesn't mind throwing the team around.
Oh.
Yeah, I know he does change it up a little bit, but I think the strength of our group is the ability of guys to play multiple positions. So we've obviously got a lot of depth at the club at the moment. Guys that are playing in the seconds are going really well too. They're undefeated. So it's obviously a strong sign of a good group.
Mitchy Wallace, by the way, leading goal scorer last year. Can't find his way into the 22.
And he's vice-captain too.
Yeah, it's been tough for spots this year, definitely. And not only Mitch Wallace, there's a lot of guys that are playing in the seconds that are playing great footy. So it's certainly got the boys in the best 22 on their heels, that's for sure.
Tim English, he come back this week?
All signs are looking that way. Yeah. We've obviously been pretty cautious with Timmy as as you know, with head knocks being so serious nowadays, and with the hit itself, him being out cold. So he's ticking off a few things as the week goes on, and we'll probably find out more later in the week with Timmy. I think they're just taking it pretty easy with him at the moment, but he's got a few things to tick off later in the week, and hopefully he can get up.
How far away from Jamara Ugle-Hagan are we? Because we're all selfish. We're not inside the tent at your amazing footy club. We just want to see him strut his stuff.
Yeah, Jamara's been playing some great footy in the twos at the moment, and something that's a real strength of Jamara is just him rocking up week in, week out. And also there's going to be disappointments of not being not playing in the ones at the moment, but he's put together some great performances and someone who looks to get better every day. And, he's certainly very close. I mean, he keeps stringing together good performances. And, the boys in the ones, as I said before, will be on their toes. And hopefully we'll see Jamara very soon.
Get out the Roeville much?
I do, yeah. I head out there a little bit, just have dinner with mum and dad every now and then. It's always a great part of the world, mate. God's country out there in Roeville.
Is your dad Sri Lankan?
He is, yeah.
Ooh, does he love his cricket?
He loves his cricket, mate.
Ravi Ratnaga.
He'd be more a Kumar Sangakkara man, I'd imagine.
Yeah, Sangakkara drives around. He was a left-hander, so he reckons he's had one of the best cover drives going around. Up there with Mike Hussey, so he talks about it a fair bit.
Bill, Sangakkara is as good a player as there's been in recent times. Last 25 years, he was a magnificent player. What else happens at Roeville? It'd be pretty scrubby out there.
It's a lovely spot.
What, pretty rough, you reckon?
Pretty rough, out at Knox Field and Lister Field and those sort of joints.
Nah, it's all pretty good out there, mate. So it's the next tour act, I think.
So you're not living there, Haydos?
No, I'm not living
there. The next tour act, you're not living there.
Not far from Upway, of course, where we went out there, of course, Bill, and helped them put a brand new facility together. Hey, Crows, we're just talking about the big screamers. And as a kid, you used to take them all the time. Yeah. All your highlight reel when you were coming into being drafted was these massive hangers. It's been a while.
It certainly has been a while. I was telling a few of the boys before, must be the old legs. I've been in the system for a little bit, so I can't get quite off the ground like I used to. But, hopefully I can get up soon and hold one. It'd be nice.
Hey, what's going on with these young blokes with the mullets? You've had a different hair issues, as we all have, but what's going on with these mullets, Haydos?
To be honest with you, if my hair could keep growing, I'd actually do the same thing. But unfortunately, it's as I said, getting a bit older, it's all falling out. But the mullet's definitely in at the moment. Geez. There's a few boys rolling around. If you see Cody Waitman, the haircut that he's rolled in the club yesterday, oh my god, you should have a look at this thing. He's gone the Joe Dirt front cut with the mullet, and all the boys had a good laugh when he walked in. But he thinks it looks good, so good on them. They're definitely a confident bunch, young boys.
Yeah. Smithy and Nort, all over the place at your joint. Now, there must be no mirror room.
I don't know, mate. It's their choice. I think if they think it looks good, well, so be it. But I don't know. I probably couldn't write one myself.
And Carlton this week, that's another big game. They're all big, aren't they? But this is a good one because they bounce back a bit and they've got some very good players. Sam Walsh and Harry Mackay's on fire.
Yeah, absolutely. They were very good on the weekend. And I think over the last few years, Carlton's had our measures in a lot of the games. So we know it's definitely a danger game. And they've got guys through all three lines, forward, back, mid, that can really change the game. So, it's going to be a great test this week, and hopefully we can bounce back from last weekend and implement some things we're trying to work on this week.
Well done on everything you're doing out there. The club is going just beautifully. Good luck. Big game against the Blues.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour Bill's Joke to wrap up the show next. On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour on tomorrow's show. The Hump Day Quiz is back again with some of the best prizes on radio.
You also should have just played, I got asthma. Because we've got Mac Horton on.
I got asthma.
Who Fat claims he discovered as part of his relay
team. I did, Jim. Well, you know that. He was only 17. He was a baby.
He was at Caulfield Grammar. He was still swimming for Australia at that stage.
I think he swam about four laps there, Jim. Fair dinkum. And I got him out here in the bay. And away we went.
Well, he's on tomorrow. We love Mac Horton. All right, so Fat, the joke.
Yes.
And
good yesterday.
Not great.
I can't remember. No. What was it?
No, I can't remember much of what you did yesterday.
We
were drawing you out after Sydney.
I don't think I'll
No, you weren't great full stop.
I got aim and said, what have I done today?
All right, so something humorous.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
I can't say it to you, Jim, because you're actually not a bad sort. But I can talk to Rabsy here.
Yeah. Oh.
How do you make an ugly baby, Rabsy?
Ask your mum, Bill.
Ask your mother. You're not supposed to do that.
He stole your punchline.
Oh, he did too. I shouldn't have told him.
You could tell yourselves that joke, you two.
Oh, listen.
It'd work either way.
Brad Pitt over here. Well, that's it. Another good show. Tuesday in the can. Wednesday tomorrow. Warnable again.
Oh. Seriously? There. How bloody good is the boom?
Sausage sizzle.
It's a dude ranch.
It is. Yeah.
My love for you.